amazing, coming before you, Lord, my ever.
Hallelujah.
It is amazing,
coming to your presence, my helper,
my helper. We are practicing that which we will do in your kingdom, praising you day and night. There shall be no longer any preaching. There shall be no longer any conversing. All we will be doing in his kingdom, like the 24 elders are doing, is just praising him day and night. And you and I shall not be found wanting in his kingdom, in the name of Jesus. Father, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, my rock and my redeemer, in Jesus' name. It is a great honor to be in front of you, my brothers and sisters, this afternoon. I don't have a word in my mouth to express my gratitude to the elders and to every member of this assembly of God. We are moving forward. We are crossing over. It is in line with this theme that I was approached to give a word. Because where we are going, there's no sickness. Where we are going, there's no night. He's going to be our light. So we need to be prepared. We are crossing over. When you are asked to talk about healthy living, the first thing that came to my mind is the word of God. Because he said in Colossians 1 that it consists of all things. Everything is in him. There's absolutely nothing outside of him. And all the certificates that we have acquired, some have more certificate than the thermometer, they are useless before him. if you decided to be on your own. He said, where our branches is divine. We can only thrive when we remain in him. I don't know what anybody can study to say there's no God. Or to even imply that he is something. Because he's all things. Abraham called him the possessor of the universe. So whatever we have been given. And I thank him for giving me a little that I want to share with you this afternoon. And I pray that he will give you a listening heart, a heart of understanding to embrace what we will talk about. I must first and foremost define what is health. When we hear the word health, where does the mind go? To the hospital. But that is not a home for health. That is where they deal with diseases. If you are a healthy man and you walk up to any hospital and they say, Mr., what is wrong with you? And you say, nothing. And if you are still standing there, they will call a psychiatrist for you. But one thing we know, that at any given point, once you cross certain age limit, you cannot be 100% okay. There will be something brewing. There's something, there's a seed growing that you can nip at the bud. And that is the kind of thing I have come to call our awareness to show us that at any given time, there may not be an overt disease symptom, but something is going on. Something that if you have the awareness early enough, you can easily correct. When I came back to this country some 2 years ago, the Lagos State Governor's wife was doing what they call Cancer Prevention Week. So I listened intently, and I did not hear anything about prevention. They were talking of early detection. That means the cancer is already what? There. So I called the attention of one of the officials there, and he said, well, nobody knows what causes cancer. I said, then why did you title it cancer prevention? You could have just, said the truth, early detection. I said, by the way, have you heard of a word called carcinogens? He said, yes. I said, what is it? He said, cancer-causing agents. So I rested my case. And this, I was talking to a medical doctor, with due respect, please. So I found out that a lot of people, even though they have some awareness, but they could not actually articulate their awareness, talk less of teaching others. And then as we talked further, he told me something must kill man. I said, what a defeatist conclusion. You don't say something must kill man and you walk into a moving trailer. God has given us everything we need to know to live happily. So health is a state of well-being. Health is a state of well-being, physically, mentally, spiritually. If anything is wrong with you at any or all of these planes, the physical, the mental, the spiritual, believe me, you are sick. And a school of thought had it that there's no physical illness without a spiritual connotation. And they have even gone further to experiment on this. So they found out that when people are happy, when people have joy, true joy, which I believe comes only from God, they can override anything in the body. Because it supports what we call the immune network. The immune system is part of the immune network. So if you are constantly happy, it is most likely that your immune system will override what could cause disease for other people. And what does the Bible say? It says in his presence is what? So, I mean, the word is true. We have a God that created the whole universe. What I found out is that it is cheaper, easier, better to believe in creation than to believe in any other theory. I mean, you get to a point where you now start to make reference to one energy. Then which one energy again? You know, if you say everything just happened by itself. Even the fools know in their heart that there's God. But if we know that there's God and he made us, then we must know that he has knowledge concerning us. And concerning anything that could go wrong in you or I. He has the knowledge. He has the power to fix it. And the word of God said, my people die due to what? Due to lack of medicine. So it is this I want to share with you this evening. Please, the projection is being made. Okay. So I have tried to define health. The opposite of disease is a state of well-being. God put in an average person 75 trillion cells. I didn't say billion, and I didn't say million. 75 trillion cells. That is the average number of cells in a single person. And each of these cells operate independently. They are capable of everything that all of them could do. And the synergy of their effort gives you the ability to fuel what you call bodily activity. That is life. And when these cells are in good shape, when they are happy, you are happy. If anything goes wrong with your cells, something is wrong with you. In the field that God puts me, I'm into molecular medicine. We believe that there's nothing like incurable. We believe, and according to my brother that preached, we practice that there's nothing called incurable disease. Because if you can fix the molecules, you will fix the cells. If you can fix the cells, you will fix the tissue. If you can fix the tissue, you will fix the organ. If you can fix the organ, you fix the system. So it's not a medicine that is practiced at the systemic level. It's not a kind of, my sugar is high. Then we have to be on Downin. We have to be on glucophage. We are going to look into why. What is wrong with your body accepting sugar? What is causing you sugar intolerance? I'm just giving an example. Or you come and you are diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and the next thing is to give you a thyroxine. No, we don't do that. We want to trace the production of your thyroglobulins from T1 to T2 to T3 to T4. Because we understand what constitutes these molecules. And we know that in some cases, or most cases, surgery might not be the immediate answer. We know that medication might not provide the answer you need. Because medication, with due respect to all the pharmacists and all the doctors, were not the original plan of God. In Genesis 1, 29, He gave something to us there as our food. He says, I have given you all the green herbs for your food. And he says, he has also given to the animals. And the animals are eating it, and you need to see their color. They breed true to type. There's no breeder that is breeding the monkeys, that is breeding the frogs, that is, when a fish spawns, it could spawn up to 1 million at a time. And they will all look like the parents. So, but they keep eating that food that God prescribed for them from the beginning. God created man, and he gave man what we call a genomic diet. A diet that agrees completely with the genome of man at the point of creation. But due to disobedience, the first man fell. And one of the first victims of his falling was diet. They were sent away from the garden. From the garden diet. And they eventually became farmers. They switched over to farm diet. What are the things that you find in the farm? Please, can I have the next... next one. Okay. So, you see, there was this garden diet that consists of things that you can gather, like fruits, like vegetables, like nuts, like berries, that you don't even need to cook to eat. And then there were no farm products like wheat, like corn, like beans. You cannot eat those raw, except you are sick. So, man started deviating from the owner's manual. When I see some cars in Nigeria, and I said, what are these cars running on? Because you see, they have changed the shape. Maybe it's a Volvo, they will now harness a pickup to it. And I used to joke that if cars were to talk and they say we are going to Nigeria, they would just simply decline. They say no, because they've seen what happened to their peers. So, man moved out of the garden, lost contact with their food. And as if that was not enough, maybe they were even stealing to the garden to pluck a few fruits or do some things that God just said, well, let me just leave them. Wickedness multiplied. If you go to Genesis 6:3, wickedness now became the order of the day then, until God said, aha, these people, I will not continue to contend with them. I'm fed up. It is better to cut their lifespan. So he said, lifespan will be 120 years. And then, you know, the people were doing, some people still live up to maybe some 600 years and so on. And finally, in Genesis 9:3, God added meat to our diet. In my heart, I was thinking, could this be a strategy to achieve the 120? Because I searched the Bible from that time till now. Nobody had accidentally lived to the ages of 800, 900 again. I stand to be corrected by you scholars of the Bible. So, and he also said that food will come through sweat. You see, and in nutrition, we know that meat diet provides energy to do hard job. You see, a vegetal diet provides for longevity. So if you look at all these changes, wheat became food, rice became food, corn became food. You remember in the Garden of Eden, there were no flour mills, so there's no way there will have been wheat there. The only thing that can pick all those things and digest are birds, not human. If you swallow a grain of bean uncooked, most likely you will defecate it and it will grow again. So today, what do we find out? We find out that most of this food that were not in the original plan have been labeled as discordant food items. And they are causing a lot of trouble. There's a kind of allergy. The extreme end of allergy is called anaphylaxis. It could be caused by legumes, peanuts, beans, and so on. For somebody that is allergic to peanuts, just the husband eating peanut and kissing her will kill her. Is that bad? And there are some people that are extremely allergic to certain beans. So today, most of the foods that are causing us headache, which we classify as modern maladies, are coming from, you know, wheat, from beans, from corn. So when you see some medication, you will see they say it's free of wheat, it's free of corn, it's free of soya, it's free of milk, it's free of that. You will remember that Adam and Eve were not breastfed. God had created all the animals before then. He could have milked elephants, or the whale, or the seal, or the cow, and feed them with the milk. But that was not the plan. Because God knew for sure, these are not meant for us. So, but after they had their own baby, they started to breastfeed. And that is why today, we are warning people to be careful with excessive use of milk. It's an invalid food. But you see, the Caucasian, due respect, are very, very clever. When they invest on anything, they will promote it. America is the greatest drinker of milk. And that is the only country where you don't need to go far to teach students about osteoporosis. Weak bones. Because the calcium in the milk is not easily, you know, assimilated. You cannot easily derive any benefit from it. Because it's imbalanced. And so also, children must not be fed directly on milk. Because the constituent of cow's milk does not appropriate the constituent of mother's milk. There's a ratio of casein and whey in there that are completely different. Also, there's a particular oil in the milk of the mother that we are yet to find in any other animal in the whole world. We have analyzed the seal, the whales. We have analyzed the dolphins' milk, the cows, the everything you can imagine. That particular oil is not there. And when it is missing, it lingers on throughout your life. For purposes of you researchers, it's dihomogammalenic acid I'm talking about. You don't find it anywhere. And it regulates so many things in the body, like the way you metabolize cholesterol, the kind of prostaglandins that you produce, the kinds of hormones that you produce. It is so essential. I studied most baby food that I could get around the world, in all the countries I've been to. I'm yet to see anything that is 50% close to the mother's milk. Our God is awesome. In the garden, God gave everything we need to live without any fear of, oh, my cholesterol is high. Oh, my heart is ailing. Everything was there. A lot of people come to me And they say they've stopped eating oil. And I will say, why? They say my cholesterol is high. And I say, so the cholesterol is from oil. So the people in the garden that were not eating oil, they didn't have cholesterol. Whether you eat oil or you don't eat oil, whether you eat cholesterol-containing food or you don't, your liver makes 80% of the cholesterol you need from sugar. And if your cholesterol level should drop to a certain threshold, the tendency to commit suicide goes to the sky. Anything that God has packaged together for us is good. I've also seen a joke. People selling commercial cooking oil, cholesterol-free. He has already written vegetable oil, but he will see right below cholesterol-free. What is cholesterol looking for in vegetable, for God's sake? Instead of telling us how much of trans fat you have in there that could cause 1 million times more damage than cholesterol. They hide all these things and they start telling us what they know that you don't know. But God is going to reveal all to us. In the garden, if the people were sickly, I don't think they could live to be 900 years. If now you go take a census, 50 and above, see how many people are having arthritis. See how many people are having gout. See how many people are suffering from one form of rheumatism or the other. These people just started getting married at that age. So, there's no way they will have been sickly and live for 900 years. In fact, you will beg for death. If at 70, you can hardly step down from the bed and you want to go 900 years, in some countries like the United States, where I practiced for some time, the demographic statistic says the average lifespan is now 76 or 78. But what is the point of living for 78 years when 40 of it is on wheelchair or in a home where you can't recognize your children again, where you don't even know what you are eating because you've lost all senses of taste? And I was at a recent Ministry of Health plan for 2012. And one of the directors gave a talk and said the average lifespan of Nigerians is 43 years. You need to see how I burst out that day. I faltered the statistics. Sister Tess is here to bear me witness. And it almost took the house down because the minister wouldn't take that. The director wouldn't take that. I said, these are all bogus statistics. Where did you find the statistics that Nigerians live for 43 years? If my children abroad read that, you think they will come back home? So, you know, we've been endowed with a lot of natural resources in a country like Nigeria. And we have to make use of it. Now, we have things that we can gather in gardens, some vegetables, you know, mushrooms, celery, pumpkins, cauliflower, broccoli, you know, carrot, corn, and so on, that can be eaten raw without, I'm talking of sweet corn, which is a vegetable, not a grain. And there are medicinal things you can harvest also from garden. Okay, it's not too clear there. We have radish, we have turnip root, we have daikon, you know, we have leek and some other, you know, fruits. Oh, okay, thank you. So these are some of the roots that you dig in the garden. You plant them because you still use their aerial part, like the like the turnip. You can eat turnip green. You can eat carrot top. These are all vegetables. You see, the good thing about these vegetables is that their calorie density is very low. In other words, you can fill your tummy and you are still not getting more than maybe just 400 calories, which you will get from two slices of bread. Or from, a fist-sized amala or eba, which you are going to drink, eat with a full cup of oil. Sometimes when we do what we call hexane extraction of oil from soup, you get a whole cup that we drink in the process of eating. Or when you fry dodo, or you fry chips, if we separate the oil from the, you will get a whole cup of oil. Naturally, if I give you a cup of oil to drink, you will hate me. But we eat this through the food. And today we have been blessed. Most of us are doing white-collar jobs or blue-collar jobs. We hardly move from from our chair to the bathroom. So where are you going to burn 5,000 calories? It's okay for the farmer who is in the sun, tilling the ground for 8 hours nonstop, or the road mender, or the carpenter, or the bricklayer, to sit down with a bowl of eba and finish it. Because it's going to burn it. But when we eat like that, we don't have, even to do exercise, I know a lot of people have a walker in their homes only to spread clothes there. So we need to go back to the garden diet. I'll get there, but that is the bottom line. I've said it in Benin some 2-3 weeks ago at the Benin Fellowship. The most important thing for a Christian is to know the position of God on any issue. Forget about degrees, forget about counseling. You yourself should seek to know the position of God on any issue. So when it comes to healthy living, the Bible is there, it's the reference. God did not just create us and just throw us into the world. Go and fend for yourself. No. He gave us a creation diet. But over time, due to disobedience, due to wickedness, we moved away from his plan. The archaeologists have tried to separate the era. They call one the Paleolithic era. That is the era when men were hunters and gatherers living in the garden. And then it's followed by the Neolithic era when man became a farmer. And coincidentally, the dating of their findings coincided with the dating of the Bible, when wheat was first cultivated in the Middle East. We came to what they call the Stone Age, when we discover grinding, we discover fire, we discover cooking. All these things coincided with the biblical account. There's nothing I have been looking for in my life that I've not found in the Bible. Now the theory of the great shift, the intercontinental drift, is becoming very popular now. You can actually bring America back to fit into America, bring Europe back. So you will know that the flood was a reality. And the Bible gave the account that the land shifted after the flood. So everything that we need is in the Bible. Even some of the fossils that they found in other continents, they found the exact replica in Africa. So they know it must have been one land before. So to go back to good health, we need to go back to the garden. Please give me the next. You see, today when you put diet together for some people, they will be asking you, what is kiwi? What is cherry? What is pier. I did not even know that I was leading my patient. When I put them on pier, they are loading on avocado. So then one day, you know, one lady I put on a diet program was adding weight rather than losing weight. And I said, let me come and see what you have been eating. Part of our breakfast was pear.
Thank you.
And I found out that it was avocado. And you know how rich avocado is in oil. So some of these things are there for us. They are food. And they are sufficient because they are nutrient dense, fiber dense, but they are low in calorie. It is not only, you see, the white man did not just jump into eating salad. They were taught a lesson. You know, put together, heart disease kills more people than nearly all the other diseases combined, including HIV. Excuse me. So, nothing could go wrong with your heart if your diet is good. Quote me anywhere. When you are receiving the adequate amount of magnesium you should receive, the adequate amount of calcium that you should receive, potassium, that you should receive, eating pristine oils that are not turned into trans fat, eating adequate level of cholesterol, there's nothing that could go wrong with you. And medicine is not a panacea for anything. It will only lead to complications if your trust is in medicine. Go and see people on diabetic medicine, how they always end up losing legs, losing eyes, losing potency, losing everything. The answer is in nutrition, your diet. When you see the color of snakes, you think somebody painted them? No. Or you see some Brazilian birds, how colorful they are. It's in the diet. Or some fish. It's in the diet. So we need to go back to the garden diet. Please give me the next. So I've already said that age was reduced. Next one. In anthropology, people have come to the conclusion that we all find a way from the center. The Bible has already said that. After the incidents of Babel, people were sent out to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. So, as they move out, they come across different challenges, particularly pressure of population. You see, as they move out, they multiply, and then some of the things they were eating became scarce. So they started experimenting with other things. Rice was discovered in Southeast Asia 8,000 years ago. Corn in South America 4,000 years ago. Sorghum in Africa 3,000 years ago. Oats in Europe 3,000 years ago. Before they discovered the way to prepare some of this food, people have paid supreme prices for them. In Yoruba land, there's something that resembles yam. They call it gudugudu. If you bite it, you have just 5 minutes. Some people paid for that to know that it's not part of the yam family. So, all these things, where I'm going is that through the grace of God, societies start to develop. And they came to develop what you call traditional diets. diet that if you are a true Igbo, you will know when they are eating it. Oh, this is so, so, so. If you are a Yoruba man, you will know. If you are an Hausa man, you will know. If you are a Chinese, you will know. If you are a Japanese, you will know. Something that could be traced back to your ancestors. And in recent times, the world became a village that we now know that other people exist in other parts of the world. And we are beginning to see that each society has its own traditional diet. One of my uncles lived in Ghana in those days. So when I went to tell him that I was going to England, he said, when you get there, don't eat anything you don't know. So I was wondering, how did Uncle come about this? So my mother told me that he lived in Ghana before and that they learned a lesson there, trying to eat food that they were not used to. And I found his advice very, very useful. During the Benin Fellowship talk that I had, one of the professors there actually gave a very good contribution that anything that you have not tasted up to the age of 5, be careful with it when you grow up. Because it might become a trap for you. There's what we call intolerance. It's a medical term. When we talk of food sensitivity, it's a scale from 0 to 100. Intolerance ranges between 30 and 70%. You eat it, there's what we call the human leukocyte antigen, which mediates the those allergies like itching or sleeplessness. Those are the end of the towards the end of that range, of that spectrum. These are the intolerance is a kind of allergy that you cannot pick through what they do in the hospital, IgE test, RASP. We need other tests to discover them. So you eat it, it is very sweet in the mouth. It goes down, no problem. After you absorb it, then the problem starts. They start to behave like pharmacological components at the metabolic balance. This is something when you are eating is very sweet. I mean, like if you have a lactose intolerance to milk, you will know. But if you have intolerance to other components in milk, it might not show. For example, we found out that cataract is coming from your inability to utilize a component of milk, galactose. Because after a certain age, you are no longer producing the enzyme to digest milk. If you are giving lactase, the enzyme, to digest the milk, you may still not have the galactogenesis to digest the galactose. And some researchers have found out that they go to start coloring the lens of the eyes. And after all, the Bible says milk is for infants. So all these things are in the Bible. The only race that we know can tolerate milk to adult age right now are the Scandinavians. People living in Denmark, living in Norway, and you know those areas. I don't know why. So, each society has its own traditional diet, which may keep one up to age of 70, 80 without much trouble. Stepping aside from your ancestral diet into another societal diet might be looking for trouble. Because you might not have the enzymatic capability. Not only digestive enzymes, enzymes at the metabolic level that will help you. Now, most of the societal diets that we have analyzed are quite having a semblance to garden diet. If you look at a typical Nigerian diet, where they take corn, they take sorghum. There's something they call kunu. I was in a flight from France to Atlanta, and one white man was talking about kunu, and then I didn't know what it was. He said he works with an oil company in Nigeria, and there's something called kunu that he missed it. I couldn't pretend. I said, sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. So when I came, you can imagine, what the first thing I asked for was kunu. So I saw people hawking it around, and it might not be very hygienic, I don't know, but somebody told me that one can get the raw material and prepare your own. What I found in the kunu is kunua. Kunua is like millet, and it's the most balanced new grains of all the grains in the world. It's high in protein, it's high in fiber, it's high in nutrients, and it grows in the tropics. So, and I was just saying that, well, it seems things are changing. I wouldn't have known that we have that seed. So somebody told me they are bringing it from Ghana or from somewhere else. I said, well, if it will grow in Ghana, it will grow here. And all these vegetables that we have spoken about, when you eat them, they give you different nutrients. The more colorful your bowl of salad is, be it fruit salad, be it vegetable salad, the better for you. Because each of those colors are brought in by different nutrients. The only thing you cannot combine is watermelon. Watermelon is a highly reactive fruit. And it's not everybody that will be lucky to get away with it. You see, when we are born with something we call cytochrome P450, which determines how strong you will be. It varies from individual to individual. Some people can eat glass. I have seen people swallowing bolts, nails, glass. I've seen it on telly. Some people can eat anything and get away with it. But the percentage is so few. And like I share with my people in Benin, Amos 2:13, the Lord say, you are weighing my hands down. So, you see, if we ignore his principles and we start to eat just what we want to eat, when it happens, you are weighing down his hands. A lady came to me in the U.S. from Port Harcourt. She had breast cancer. And I was trying to treat her. She went back to Houston. And I was calling her. She won't call me back. Invariably, she called back. And she told me that Pastor Adeboye has prayed for her. And I said, amen. A few months later, the brother came to me and said, she died. And I sympathized with them. You see, we need to understand God very well. He works on principles. It is true, Joshua stopped the sun for 14 hours. And Hezekiah asked that the sun should go back 10 hours. Yes, scientists have found that a day was missing from the universe. Since then, how many hours have you stopped the sun? So, you see, because when he has a purpose, nothing matters to him. Even the principle doesn't matter to him. When he has a purpose. But your purpose might not enter into his own purpose. That is why it is good to be obedient and keep to his principles. It is true. Sarah became pregnant at 80. And I didn't know whether the Bible told us the age of Elizabeth before he got John. But scientifically, we know that God has programmed women to rest after a certain age. And at that age, we found out that most of them will become man. That's why you see them in politics. You see them as rulers because the hormones that we see in them are the men's hormone. Hallelujah, sir. And some men become women. That is why you see a lot of men engaging themselves in gossip and all kinds of things, you know. I'm sorry, please. So, you see, but that's not the account that we got from Abraham. Because he was an obedient friend of God. If we ourselves will follow his principles, we would live out our days without running to any chemist to waste a penny. We will spend all that money on good food. Even vitamins are not the way out. If you have access to good food, vitamins are not because it's not all vitamins that are created well. People come to me, even doctors, they come to me and I say, how could you be using this vitamin? I say, what's wrong with it? Where do I start? If you don't know that DL, alpha tocopherol, is petroleum, you are calling that vitamin E. Or if you don't know that calcium carbonate is just limestone, which the solubility is only 20%, and what can you get out of that? So, food is the only way forward. And when we take time to understand, the father of medicine, Hippocrates, he said, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food. To show you the importance. But when the current syllabus of medicine was being drawn, it was financed by the Rockefellers. They were the owners of pharmaceutical companies in the world. They categorically said that nutrition should be removed from medicine completely. It's only now that some colleges are trying to bring back nutrition into medicine. You discuss with a lot of doctors, they probably had maybe 1 or 2 hours of nutrition. A field where people get PhD. And my belief is that if you don't understand the nutrition of a person, you have no business medicating that person. Except that is an emergency. Because that is the main usefulness of orthodox medicine today. When there's a trauma, when there's an emergency, there's no equal. But when it comes to chronic diseases, you must be empowered yourself to know what to do. Not to even have it to start with. A lot of people I've met in my life say they became doctors because their mother was having cancer and everybody was helpless. Because all the treatment being given for most cancers are not working. It's not a disease that is well understood. We are looking for a magic bullet. There's none. Cancer Research Council, as of 1994, after 30 years of research and $30 billion down the drain, the chairman came and made a speech that the only way forward is nutrition. So, and the word of God has said the same thing. Hezekiah was sick. Who can remind me of the antibiotics that he used? To the point of what? Death. What was used there? Fig. A fruit. Did Jesus curse that tree because he couldn't find money on top of it? Because my Lord eats fresh fruit. And he expected to find fresh figs on that tree. And he was just occupying the ground. There was nothing there. Dry off. And it dried up. Food is the foundation on which we are built. The Bible gave that account. It's not, headache is not deficiency of Panadol. Some of us have swallowed Panadol for too long. We need to check our lifestyle and our... You see, the word diet was corrupted from a Latin word called dieta, which says your food and your lifestyle. The traditional diet I'm alluding to are developed because most society then were farmers. There's no society in those days where you find anybody except the king sitting down, particularly in the morning. If anybody is sitting down in the morning, they know that it's going to get active at night. Maybe it's a thief. So, we need to understand the import of diet. Please, in 1930, one doctor, Wesley Price, he was an American dental surgeon, went around the whole world looking for societies where traditional lifestyle is still available. He went from America to the Swiss Alps. He saw the natives there, the kind of food they were eating. He went to the Gaelic of Scotland. He looked at the traditional people there. He came down to Africa. He saw the Kong of the Kalahari Desert, the Bushmen. He moved to Australia. He saw the Aboriginals there. He came to the Pacific. He saw the Mayas there. The Caledonia Island was probably then made up of over 7,000 islands. And the man got confused because when he moved from one island to the other, he thought he's in the same place because they all look alike. They still breed true to type. So, and as a dental surgeon, he looked at the dental arch. He wonders, how could they have such a perfect dental arch? And there's no caries, no decay. At 70, people still maintain all their denture. I mean, the teeth are there. There was an incident recorded in Australia at night. The aborigine was pointing to a star to him. And he said, these people are dreamers. How can you see a star? A ship came by, and they used telescope, and they saw the stars that the aborigines were pointing to. The doctor with his binoculars, his glasses could not see it. So, what kept them going is the diet. Lately, if you have been watching Animal Planet or National Geographic, you will see some people in a part of Brazil that don't wear clothes. They are still living by foraging, killing animals, tapping root, and you know, they go naked. So, if the people living in the middle of the thick jungle without clothing can survive just because of the diet. And when their peers move to the cities, they start to develop all the city diseases. Some Japanese moved from Japan to Hawaii, and suddenly they started seeing diseases that the Japanese medical system never knew in them because of the diet. So, if we have to cross to the other side, we must be prepared to change from eating junk into eating garden food. We need it. Particularly most of us adults, we are getting to that stage when it must be at least 60% raw and only 40% cooked. A lady came to me and said she has a genetic affinity for cholesterol. And I laughed and laughed. I said, so cholesterol is now a genetic disease. He said, my father had it. I said, so will your dog have it? I'm not saying it doesn't run in your family. It's running in your family. I agree with you. But it's only familial. It's not genetic. It's not. There's no gene carrying that allele in you. It is because we are all living the same lifestyle and eating the same food. And I told her, I said, I can bring your cholesterol to normal in just 4 days. The blood is just like how many percentage of body weight? Maybe 5% or 10% of your body weight. What is cholesterol looking for inside your blood? Why is it staying there? It has no business in the blood. So when you tap the blood, To start with, they are not actually measuring your cholesterol. They are measuring lipoproteins, just the vehicle that carries cholesterol. Because cholesterol has a sister that they have the same molecular weight, oxysterol. Cholesterol is an alcohol. Oxysterol is a free radical. If there's something to write, I will have written it for you. Cholesterol is C27H45OH. That is the formula for an alcohol. The oxysterol is C27H46O-. The same molecular weight. But their configurations are different. So when cholesterol now moves in your blood to the cell membrane where it is needed, because it has changed shape, there's nowhere to log. So it returns to your blood. And it comes to the liver. When it gets to the liver will look at it, take some frame out of it, and throw the rest to the colon. When it gets to your colon, there's no fiber in the diet to adhere with it and sequester it out of your body. So it's reabsorbed through the enterohepatic vein again, straight to the blood. And some people have that cycle going on for years. And then the next thing is to start medicating you. Oh, you must be on Lipitor. You must be on Socor. You must be on this. We need to understand the import of diet. And it is the way forward. Please let me have the next. So when we compare, I want to see that one. If you compare the modern diet, which is even worse than the traditional diet, there's McDonald's in every continent now, if not in every city. Okay, so the traditional diet is still very high in fiber, dietary fiber. It's a hypoglycemic. That is, it is low in calorie from sugar. It's vitamin and mineral rich because it is not refined. When they polish rice, they take the rice bran out. 1 kilo of rice bran in America is about $10. 1 kilo of rice is about $2. And rice bran oil is even more costly. Why not have the whole bran rice? With all the bran, the fiber, which is a soluble fiber that can bind the cholesterol if it's too high. Most people with high cholesterol, they don't really have enough cholesterol in their bodies. Because the function of cholesterol is to give you shape and strength. Cholesterol is an integral part of your cell membrane. Plants don't have cell membrane, they have cell wall. That is why you don't find any cholesterol in plants. So, when your diet is rich in all these, food components, you are going to live well. And I give examples: beans, yam, plantain, pounded yam. All these are part of traditional diet. But now our preference is for semolina. What do we call it? Semo. So, and you see, semo is completely derived of any nutrient, just useless calorie. You can see from the way you are eating it, you can see it. Where is the fiber? And now, nobody has the strength to pound yam again. We are buying pando yam. Pando yam mostly is just potato with some chemical. So these are all the things that are causing us headache. And in order for the pando yam not to cake up in the package, they have to put more chemicals. Part of the chemical is aluminum, which we know can perforate the brain. So the modern diet is highly processed, high fat, high glycemic index, low fiber, nutrient depleted, The joke is that they will remove all the good thing and they will say vitamins added. Who is going to add valuable vitamins to anything? Knowing the cost of good vitamins. So, why will I accept anything less than the gold? The gold standard is the natural food that you harvest, that you see with your own eyes, that this is yam. Even the potato chips, if you go to McDonald's, buy potato chips, break it, look carefully, there's a hole inside. Because it is not potato. So all this, you see, refined wheat flour, refined cooking oils, stale meat, when they cook beans in the can, baked beans, and it's going to stay on the shelf for 18 months, and it's preservative free, somebody's telling a lie. Or they squeeze the so-called fruit juice that the whole world would drink, and it's costing you just 250 naira. And when you buy 250 naira apple, you can't make one cup if you juice it. Somebody is pulling somebody's leg. And it's going to stay on the shelf for 18 months, and it's preservative free. I mean, we need to reason. Try and squeeze orange or juice apple. Close it very well. And keep even in your fridge. Let's see how long it will last. Because these things have enzymes in them that will corrupt it itself. And I don't think you could be so perfect as to eliminate spoiled bacteria. So, you see, there are certain processes that are taken for granted, and the manufacturers are allowed to be silent on them. But I'm an insider, and I know it is not true. It's like a Muslim who says he doesn't eat pig and he wants to eat hot dog. No hot dog can form without pork. It's just that they do not put too much pork in the beef hot dog. But there will still be some pork. So all these things are adding all kinds of... You see, preservatives will disallow the enzyme to degrade the food. Sometimes the food is irradiated. It's a nuclear term which can cause cancer. So, when there's mango everywhere, there's pineapple everywhere, there's avocado everywhere, what am I doing with tinned or prepackaged fruit juices? What am I doing with it? If I want to take juice, I can juice mango, I can juice orange, I can juice whatsoever I want to juice. Things that I see with my own eyes. And if I'm not ready to take it, I can squeeze one lime into it to preserve its food quality. And I can store in ice, maybe for 1 or 2 days. It's still fresh. So, all these changes, let's spend some quality time in preparing our own food. I know for convenience, we are doing a lot of things. But in a 24-hour day, can't you spare yourself just 1 hour to prepare your food? Or to even eat the food? Some people don't chew food. They just swallow everything. And I ask them, do you think there's a grinder inside apart from your teeth? I mean, if you are just putting everything through like that, it is only protein that you can swallow and digest. But it is protein that we now chew. We chew and chew. You see, the children are programmed by God. After chewing the meat, what do they do with it? They throw it out. Because God is with them, God has programmed them to know that after you have coated that meat with saliva, if it gets inside, there's no way it could be digested. But we are supposed to chew yam, but we are too much in a hurry. You know. And if you don't coat the carbohydrate with saliva, you can hardly digest it. You mothers know that when these children are sucking milk, they don't do bim, bim, bim like that. It's in their mouth for some time. It will stay. It will move. They will mix saliva to digest the lactose. Then they will swallow it. We need to change our, you know, habit in order to live long without trouble. Please give me the next. What some nation did was to come up with pyramids, to at least to guide people as to what to eat and what not to eat. The United States Department of Agriculture, over the last few decades, have been coming up with different food pyramids. I checked online, I couldn't find a single pyramid for Nigeria. So, the food pyramids had failed the United States. People are getting fatter. People are getting sicker. Because the food pyramid is diametrically opposed to the garden diet. But in 2006, please, the next, a food pyramid came up. That's the old one. Give me the next one, please. No, 2009. No, the table five, please. Or fig five. Not that. Go back one step. Aha. You see, this came out. And the old society said, well, we could not fathom what this represents. So in 2011, Mr. Michelle Obama now launched a new one. Give me the next one, which is the same thing as the one you just saw. Now this is semblance to the garden. The only thing that is different is the dairy. Now, America had invested so much on dairy production. So there's no way the dairy farmer will pardon USDA if they don't include dairy. But they have to put it outside of the plates. My argument with them is this. If the cow is so rich in calcium as to give some from its own body to the milk, is the cow now feeding on milk? Do you know if you milk an adult cow and you put the milk down, no other adult cow will go and drink it? Next time you visit any dairy farm, observe it. So, my own opinion is that we should look for what the cow is eating to get that calcium that is getting extra to even give to us. It is vegetable. All the organic calcium you need are in the vegetables. Our women in Africa can still carry load in their head at 60. There was a time in UCH they couldn't get specimen to teach osteoporosis, bone disease. Even osteopenia could not be taught with specimen. Because they were not get, but I'm sure nowadays they will get. I have asked a 28-year-old woman to do densitometry, DEXA examination, and she came with osteopenia. The radiologist rejected my request twice, but I insisted. I said, if this woman passed without osteopenia, I will pay for the densitometry. He was surprised. He was really surprised. Because this woman has been complaining to me of pain in the muscle, pain in the bones. We have tried everything. I was suspecting osteomalacia and osteopenia. So I just said, go and do a densitometry. She came back. She was 28-year-old. You won't be surprised to go to primary school now and find puppies having diabetes with injection. A lot of them are wearing glasses in primary school. What is the cause of all this? Is it that the genes that God gave to us have gone bad? No. It is the diet that is corrupting us. Now, you see how much fruit we need? You see how much vegetables we need? And how little grains we need? Grains means bread. It means corn, custard. A country like America is a corn country. Everything is corn. Corn oil. Corn beef. Corn egg. Even some of the chips you eat there is made of corn. So we need to change the constituent of our plates. More salad. More fruits. The protein, you see, it's not more protein and rice now. The grains we are talking about there, we are talking of whole grains, like brown rice. We are so endowed with food in Nigeria. We are so endowed. All we need to do is go back. Now it is becoming fashionable to put children on chips in the morning and a can of Coke or Indomie. When we barely know what is in the Indomie. Indomie is just white flour and oil. It's a high oil food. But it doesn't show, you know, because that shiny, you are looking at it. You know, Indomie shines. That is oil. And it is poor quality oil. I mean, who is going to put high quality oil in Indomie? How much are you buying it? So, I saw Indomie for the first time at Otta. And I went to the company. I discussed with one of the workers there, one of the production managers there. I asked, are you using BHA and BTH as preservatives? He said, yes. Do you know you are introducing cancer to Nigeria? He told me, he said, too much analysis leads to paralysis. So, I kept quiet. So, he said afterwards, they are not forcing anybody to buy it. It is better to eat the food produced in Nigeria. Your traditional meals. I'm not here to put Indomie down. But believe me, I won't eat it. I won't eat it. They sweeten it with Maggi. Once Maggi gets into anything, it takes over the taste. Anything. If you put it in soup, it takes over. And I'm sure it's no longer a secret that Maggi is not good for you. The first thing it does is to disturb your appetite control. There's a galanine circle in the head that shows that closes when you are full. Once there's Maggi in the food, the arms just open like that. You eat and eat and eat, it won't close. Most of the time, we are full 15 minutes before we stop. Try and disturb yourself when you're eating 15 minutes before you normally stop eating and go away and do something. You come back, you won't be able to eat that food again. Because we're supposed to eat to a set energy level. That's a nutritional term. all animals, including human, eat to a set energy level. That is, you eat to certain energy requirement. But the moment you start to add spices and condiment to your food, that regulation is gone. It's no longer going to work properly. And you can finish food and become very uncomfortable. Whereas you are supposed to finish eating and become very energetic. You see, there's what we call specific dynamic action. That is the cost of digesting the food you just ate. When you eat garden diet, the specific dynamic energy is so high that you're probably going to get back just what you have spent digesting the food. But when you sit down and eat hyperglycemic food that will give you 5,000 calories right away, some of them are pre-digested. You know, when you are eating a ball, you don't chew it. You just, because it's already pre-digested, it's been cooked, so it can still digest a little. Digestibility coefficient is very poor, but it will still digest a little. Bulk of it is going to be wasted. But you cannot eat salad like that. It's not possible. You can't swallow salad. You chew, you exercise the mouth. You can't eat nuts like that. You don't break walnut or pecan or anything and just swallow. You need to chew. You exercise the jaw. And you see, all this mechanism will help to wake your body up for digestion. So God has programmed us in such a way. Sorry, haven't I spent, how many more minutes do I have? Should I go ahead? Okay, thank you. Okay, all right. Please let me have the next. So I said, a national food pyramid has been lacking in Nigeria to the best of my knowledge. And affluence has moved the urban population from their ancestral diet almost completely into modern diets. It's fashionable to go to people and they want to entertain you with modern diet, you know. But that might not be the best for you. There's nothing wrong with akamu and moi moi. I ask people not to eat akara because they keep using the same oil over and over and over again. If you can use the oil only once and throw it away, of course you can eat akara. Of course. But because, you see, oil has four enemies. Oil. Number one is moisture. Number two is oxygen. Number three is heat. Number four is light. These four things can change the chemistry of oil. So once you subject oil to deep frying, it's gone. That oil is no longer fit to cook any other thing. You have to throw it away. You see the challenge? Why not avoid akara? If my house girl told me, I told her, please, when you fry anything, you throw the oil away. So one day, I was looking for something in the kitchen, and I came to a pot full of oil. I said, Ebenezer, what are you doing with this? He said, it is the oil I fried. I said, what are you doing? He said, I can't throw it away, sir. So I beg her in the name of God. I said, you see, God has blessed me to say that I can afford to buy oil each time I need it. Please. And I don't want you to destroy yourself too. The body does not know what to do. You've been hearing the word transfer. The body does not have a clue as to what to do with transfer. The body doesn't have any problem handling cholesterol. You don't have any problem with cholesterol. But because anything that God created, God put cholesterol in the egg. God put, without cholesterol, The cow will become jellyfish. It will just flow. That's what keeps it together. For people that they fear cholesterol, we recommend fish. Water is 80 times denser than air. So fish needs less cholesterol for its integrity. So that's why we recommend fish over meat, over beef, for example. But there's nothing absolutely that cholesterol could do to you, except if you mix it to oxidize, or you don't know how to handle the fallout from its metabolism. That is when cholesterol now starts to flow in your blood. Cholesterol is not your enemy, for God's sake. Cholesterol is a super antioxidant. Cholesterol is needed in your brain. It's needed to make your sex hormones. It's needed to make your prostaglandins. So it's not an enemy. Because when you hear people talking of cholesterol, you will run away. I have challenged a few cardiologists that amongst people you are medicating, you've lowered some people's cholesterol to a level that you don't have any excuse to, you don't have any explanation for their stroke or their heart attack. Because everything is normal. Yet, they are having heart attack. Yet, they are having stroke. And there are people carrying very high level and nothing happens to them. That is the time I look into reality. Protein C as the enemy. I look at ApoA. There are a lot of indices there that you can look at. But I don't know why cholesterol has become this victim. So, the next slide. Aha, this is what we are talking about. That's an American at work. Some burgers could carry up to 3,000 calories, one burger, with different layers of cheese and the beef. You know, you see, the last thing that you should eat are all these minced meat, like corned beef. Because when a cow has cancer, who is going to separate the cancer and say, oh, don't let's mix this with the corned beef? Oh, everything is milled. You people keeping poultry or having livestock farms, you know what I'm talking about. If your chickens, your broilers are not sold as of the day due, what do you start to see? Death, sickness. Some of them will go limp because they can't carry the weight. Will you separate the lame one when you are selling? And then some of them are minced into all these kind of things. Please ensure that you know what is going into you. Please, I beg you, in the name of God. The watchword is balance. Balanced. A balanced diet. A balanced diet that has the appropriate amount of protein with the right profile. You eat protein not because, you see, the feather of a chicken is 90-something percent protein, but it's not digestible. Blood is 90-something percent protein, but it's not digestible. So we want a protein that you can digest and that can appropriate your amino acid requirements. Because we eat meat, we eat protein sources to meet requirement for what you call amino acids. And the issue with amino acids is that some of them are essential and they must be present at a good level. It's like trying to dam a river with vertical poles. The river will spill at the height of the shortest pole. And all the tall, even if you have one that's as tall as this building and one is as short like this, you are wasting your money. The water will still go at the level of the shortest pole. So that is why your protein must be high quality protein. And also the carbohydrate. The carbohydrate per se, you can do without it. But it is the only source of fiber. So if you are eating carbohydrates that do not contain fiber, then you are poisoning yourself. The reason why an adult should eat carbohydrate is because of the fiber and the nutrients in it. But if your carbohydrate is semo, that is made from white flour or white grains or pando yam that does not contain any fiber, the content is coated there. There's no fiber. There's no vitamin. There's no mineral. Then you are poisoning yourself. The same thing with white bread. So, you need to have a source of carbohydrate that has fiber, that has nutrients. And then, again, oil. The purpose of eating oil is for the oil-soluble vitamins, including the essential fatty acids. You must have been hearing of omega-3, omega-6, omega-9, omega-7. Not all of them are essential, but some are very essential because your body cannot make them. That is the meaning of essential. So you have to get them from your food. Now, for every 1,000 calories, you need 10 grams of fiber. That is it. For every 1,000 calorie of food that you consume, whether from protein, from carbohydrate, or from fat, you need 10 grams. So if you are eating 3,000 calories a day, how many grams of fiber? 30. So your diet must balance your daily requirements for protein, for fiber, for each of the minerals, and the vitamins. The number one killer in the world today is heart disease. I pray that in this assembly, in all of its branches, the Lord shall preserve our heart. The blood of Jesus that is in us will help us in following the principles of God. To eat food that will nourish our souls. In Jesus' name. So let me have the next. Now, for the elderly, most of us are now in 50s, 60s, 70s. As you grow older, you have to de-emphasize high-calorie food. Because you don't have a need for it. You need to de-emphasize high-calorie food. All those swallow are very high in calorie. This is the time to start adding. You see, you can start by introducing things like carrot, cabbage, spring beans, broccoli into your rice. Half and half. You need to start by cooking with just extra virgin olive oil. Or you look for good palm oil. You see, in those days, people don't sell last year palm oil. But now, if the color has changed, they will add color red. So that when you see it, you'll be wondering, what kind of oil is this? They say it's new oil from Ghana. Because if you say Nigeria, you know that you will know that there's no oil like this in Nigeria. So that is why I stop some people from eating palm oil. People come to me and say palm oil contains calorie. Say stop all this bunkum. Which calorie? Which cholesterol? Where is cholesterol coming from? What is the name of the cholesterol? What is the formula? So the safest to cook with now is olive oil, extra virgin, first cold press olive oil. Any virgin oil is good. We have soya oil that is virgin. We have avocado oil. We have almond oil. We have rice bran oil. We have all kinds of oils that are virgin. It's never been exposed to heat. And it's raw. It's not been refined. Those are the kind of oil, even sunflower oil, from which you can get vitamin E, get some other vitamins that you don't know from them. So all these are things we should include in our diet. The next, please. So I've said it, way forward is to come back to God. But you see, in James 1:17, the Bible says there's no shadow of turning, no variation with God. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And then you don't have any business with preservatives like butylated anisole or butylated hydroxyanisole, that's BHA, or butylated toluene, BTA. These are very poisonous preservatives that are allowed in food industries. Next one, please. You see, I brought out the dirty dozen food additives. Number one there, go down. Propyl gallate. That is used in oil and in vegetable oil to preserve, to stabilize them and preserve product in meat, in potato chips, chicken soup, chewing gums. They use all these things. So you need to go and research all these things to see them and see the damage they do to your health. Next one. Next one. Potassium bromate. Now, you know, it's becoming popular that bakers are now being advised not to add that. Only God knows the level of bromate in you and I. So go to the next one. Monosodium glutamate, MSG. The active component of Maggi, of Knorr, of all the condiments. If I need another seminar to talk on that. It's not something that we can talk on like this. It is a psychoactive food. It's addictive, like cocaine. For people that are used to it, when you stop them, it's like, okay, what next can I eat if I don't use Maggi? And you ask them the question, what is Maggi? They say, I don't know. Then why are you eating something you don't know? So let's go to the next one. Aspartame. For those of you who love to drink sugar-free drinks, I strongly advise you, if you want to take sugar, take sugar. Leave things you don't know alone. Next one. Acesulfame potassium is another sweetener. All these have caused bladder cancer in rats. And we believe strongly they could cause disease in man too. Next one. Olestra is, you know, this oil that they say you can fry with. The trouble in it, when you go online, you will see for yourself. The next one. Hydrogenated oil. I've spoken about that. Vegetable shortening should not be in the diet of a man, because it is all trans fat. So you find that in margarine. You find it in vegetable shortening that they use in baking, some confectionaries. You need to be careful with them. Next, dyes. For people that love to eat candies and drink colored drinks and so on, you need to be careful. Some of these dyes are carcinogenic. They can cause cancer. Down, blue 1, blue 2 are notorious. Red 3, very notorious. Yellow dye number 6, number 10 are all notorious. Well, our children are more concerned. And then, there I said, our children should benefit tremendously from current available information so that we can have a proud posterity. It was for our sake that the Lord allowed Satan to tempt him so we can know for sure that man is not for bread alone. Why turn stone into bread? What if the devil comes with his work and the stone goes back to what it is inside you? You see, Christ is very wise. He knew where he was going. He was waiting for him to swallow the bread, and he would turn him back to stone. But he was wiser than the wisest. So, don't let's tempt ourselves with things that we should not be eating. Please go on. I think I will leave this copy with the conference people. This is just a sample of a balanced diet. What your morning should be, and what you can start your morning with, what your breakfast should be. Go on. These are all examples of what we can eat. Go on. You know, it's always good to eat in piecemeal rather than feasting. Our stomach is not too large that we should overfill it. Most of the time, food takes the whole volume. No space for water and air. I think we shouldn't eat more than a third of the stomach, so that we leave a third for water and a third for air. So, go on. You see, I gave there 6 meals a day. The same meal you will eat feasting one time, and you become blind temporarily after finishing it. You can split it into 6. Take a little at a time and vary the meal so that, you get more nutrients. Okay, go on. Go on. Go on. All right. And then come to the last because the time is gone. All right. You see, there's something called self-food. It's oxygen. It's a good addition to your... I'm not marketing it. I just want to inform you. It's a good addition to start your day with a few drops of that oxygen so that you can actually oxidize everything that was in you overnight that your regular shallow breathing cannot cope with. Because most of us, we breathe very... Our breath is very shallow. We don't take in too much, enough oxygen. Even by the time your blood, the hemoglobin gets to the cell to exchange with the myoglobin, the oxygen is gone. So, but you can enrich yourself with more oxygen. In a body that is saturated with oxygen, cancer cannot survive. It thrives in anaerobic condition. Yes, please. Then, you see, the vitamins are not equally created. You see, the vitamins we deal with are food concentrates that have been concentrated to clinical potency, not laboratory manufactured vitamins. No. We concentrate vitamins from food. When next you are buying a vitamin, make sure it's food-based so that you are not adding more impurity to your own body. Next. I spoke of a cellular nutrition when I was in Benin. It's called VidaCell. Please go down so that they can see the... Okay. That is the box. That is made entirely from rice. It is made in Thailand. Rice is their major product in Thailand. In Thailand, that box of 30 sells for $120. And it sells like hotcake. It is something that supports your nutrition from the cellular level. Take note of that word online and read about it. It might help you. It addresses even congenital problems. For as long as that problem is rooted in your cell, that product can help you. At this point, I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thank you so much.